Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, I'm Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen and our Monday visit with our Odyssey sports director, Jeff Hathorn, takes on an even deeper meaning because he spent so much time this week at the U.S. Open in Oakmont. Of course, before that was mandatory camp with the Steelers. Oh, yeah, and the Pens named a new coach. But last night it ended in dramatic fashion. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. What a tournament. Wow.
You know, what was fun for a lot of people is, I would imagine on the West Coast, because of the delay, that bumped the end of the tournament till, you know, late in the day. So I was watching, and multiple millions of others, this unlikely story of J.J. Spaun closing out with an open win.
Yeah, we don't need to do that delay thing again. But I mean, listen, he shot a 40 on the front nine. A 40. This is a guy who grew up in Los Angeles, had type 1 diabetes that he's dealt with his entire life, didn't have the money to go on, you know, on these huge golf tours or trips or tournaments. He just played some local golf and has just continued to work his way through the minor league tours to get to a position, almost lost his card, and now he's U.S. Open champ. And when one of the most unbelievable back nines in a major that we've seen in a while.
You know, Jeff, he had five fives to start the fourth round, which is an amazing thing to realize when he won it all. But he said that he used the delay to change his clothes and change his mind.
Yeah, and he's been doing a lot of that as far as mind changing over the last year or so. He was able to calm down. It was right before he teed off on nine, and it just kind of, he spent a little time with his family and with his coaches, and he just refreshed. And, you know, what he has said in the past is that he didn't want to be that guy basically with the ball at the end of the game. He didn't want to be the chased. And what people keep telling him is, if you want to be great, if you want to do this, you have to embrace that. You have to want that. And he said when he almost lost his tour card that he would thought, well, if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out swinging. And I think that did help kind of reset, like, hey, I had some bad breaks, had a couple of bad shots, but this is still winnable. And I wouldn't have thought that at the turn after his 40, I would have thought, okay, you could check him off the list.
And right, right.
He just kept battling.
And the odds of him winning were 150-1. And at that point, maybe seemed even more monumental. $4.3 million, not a bad payday for a young man who gets a bunch of exemptions that go along with the win, right, Jeff?
Yeah, a ton of exemptions, not only to the U.S. Open forever, but, you know, Masters, all his tour card. I mean, all of those things that a year ago he was wondering, you know, if he could just stay on tour now, he basically gets, you know, preferred status on the PGA Tour with this win. And, you know, I know a lot of people would love to have seen it be Scotty and Bryson and Rory McIlroy, you know, coming down the stretch. But in a lot of ways, I think this guy, kind of like Angel Cabrera, is more of a Pittsburgher, just a normal guy who worked hard, who never gave up, who battled through adversity, battled the toughest golf course, and in the end made an incredible shot and celebrated with his family. And what you guys didn't see off air, as soon as he got out of the interview tent, when he had a glass, there was a bottle of water there, he changed the beverage choice.
As well he should.
You know, Jeff, one of the things that popped up for me was that this guy didn't exactly come out of nowhere. I mean, he did finish second at TPC behind Rory McIlroy.
Yeah, he lost a playoff to McIlroy. He had the lead in the Sony Open and ended up finishing third, lead in the third in the final round at the Sony Open and ended up finishing third. He has a sixth place finish this year. So yeah, he's played some good golf. It's just unless you're a golf fan, it's the same with Sam Burns. A lot of people are like, who is this guy?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, Sam Burns has won 6 times on the PGA Tour and was just in a long playoff at the Canadian Open last week. And, you know, Victor Hovland's one of the good young players in today's game. I mean, there were some good players in that mix. Robert McIntyre is a 28-year-old Scot who's going to win a major. I mean, it may not be the established names, but those are some players that can play golf that put it all out there in a crazy display. I really felt for Adam Scott.
Oh, boy.
You know, at 44, you just don't know how many more shots you're going to have in a major. And especially on that back nine, left him.
When they went to the delay, Adam Scott was one under. And when they got done playing, he was six over. That's what this golf course does to people.
I could do that.
And listen, guys, Scotty could have been right in this. He missed so many makeable birdie putts. He put himself in position Sunday to make a run. He just couldn't make any putts, and even three putted from 8 feet. I mean, to his credit, he kept battling. He just couldn't get anything to fall, or he would have been in this mix a lot more than he was.
Yeah, the number one golfer in the world, Scottie Scheffler, is tied for seventh at 4+. And J.J. Spaun, the only player out of 156 that started that was under par, just one under, but still. What about all the complaints? And we saw a lot of professionals lose their temper about Oakmont.
So Oakmont is that place, is that monstrous challenge. But I will say this, and I don't think this is being a homer. What I love about Oakmont is that it is challenging, but it makes you pay for bad shots. Do you get bad breaks occasionally? Of course. Are there a few things that are really tight and some holes that are extremely tough, or having a 300-yard par 3 might be an extreme? But you saw how many birdies there were out there. You can't have a course that's unfair and have that many birdies. It's just when you got in that rough, unlike most places you play on tour, when you could get it out and get it on the green and still spin it, not at Oakmont, they make you pay for your mistakes. And these guys aren't used to it. And the ones that could deal with it were the ones that we saw have success.
You know, Jeff, getting back to J.J. Spaun, was it the 17th that he pulled the driver out and drove the green? Was that it?
Yeah, it for all the length at Oakmont, there is a short par 4, 17. It's up the hill. And if you could drive it right into an alley, there is a window to get it up onto the green. And he hit a miraculous shot almost. I mean,
that's a very narrow window there. Yeah,
And it was it went to within 20 feet, missed the eagle, but was, you know, tapped in for birdie. That's what gave him the lead. And then I think even more impressive was he hit the next drive straight. So many people missed the fairway on 18. McIntyre and Spaun were about two of the only ones who didn't. And that gave them an opportunity on 18 to have birdie putts. And then that putt he hit on 18 was just insane.
Well, you did a terrific job with the coverage of the Steelers and the U.S. Open last week. I hope you get a couple of days off. And now what do we do until camp opens at La Trobe?
Oh, you know how it goes. There will always be something that pops up. I will say this. For a few days, it was nice to talk about a different event and not just about Aaron Rodgers and T.J. Watt. And I think it shows that this town is bigger than just one sport. And I think Pittsburgh showed off really well with how many people stayed through all those delays. 200,000 people were out there over the span of the tournament. And I think Pittsburgh showed off. I think the Golf Channel and NBC did a great job of highlighting our city. I mean, that's people's impression of Pittsburgh beyond tough and rain. I mean, the shots, the explanation of what we're all about, that's why these events are huge for our city.
And to that end, NBC's Open, which Paul shared with me, with Michael Keaton, it was a 2-minute narrative of the city. And
it's a recap of what Jeff just said.
Yeah, it was absolutely sensational. We'll send you a copy because I know you were there being busy doing what you're doing. So, Jeff, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Jeff Hathorn did an outstanding job this week.
What did he do? Like rent a hotel room nearby or sleep on a cot or what?
I don't know, man. The guy is incredible.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.